Yes, it's the Goldbergs. You know, I bet your whole family will have something to say when you change to new Dove on wash day. Sure, this is what you'll probably hear from Dad.
Gee, honey, that new soap certainly gets my shirt sparkling white.
And Junior will listen to him.
Say, Mom, that new Dove must be great stuff. You never fuss at how dirty you get in overalls anymore.
And daughters, you'll have something to say, too.
You know, Mother, I don't mind putting my rayon undies in the regular wash anymore. They come out so soft and bright now that you're using Dove.
And if you're that mother who's just discovered what a whiz Dove is for everything in your wash, then here's what you'll be saying about this new kind of granulated soap.
Say, this Dove really is new. I could tell that the first time I tried it. And the way Dove does all three kinds of wash is wonderful.
Sure it is. And just think, this amazing new Dove does everything. Grimy overalls, dirty towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
Yes, and believe me, Dove really gets those towels snowy white.
I knew Dove would show you just how dazzling white your towels and linens can be.
That's right. I've never seen whiter washes than I get with Dove.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I told you, Dove gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps. And Dove does it so easily.
Yes, that's another thing I like about Dove. There's no hard scrubbing, no boiling to do.
Of course not. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you Dove. Yet remember, Dove is far safer for the pretty colors in your rayon lingerie than any other leading granulated laundry soap.
Well, it sure beats all. Honestly, until I tried Dove, I never dreamed this one granulated soap could do so much.
Well, now you know why I say Dove is so new. You've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. You see, Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a brand new kind of soap. So, ladies, just ask for Dove, D-U-Z, today. Remember, Dove does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. There are some steps that can never be retraced. Right or wrong, the way is ticked and must be finished. And to Molly Goldberg, it seems that Oriane Leland has stepped forward in the wrong direction. With yesterday's conference with Mr. Way's parole officer over, Way's marriage to Oriane is set. And yet, Molly knows that Oriane doesn't love Way, and she knows that the former Mrs. Way sits bitterly in the background, and behind her, the thousands of poor people that Way defrauded. Molly wants to solve everything, and she thinks Dr. Kidder can help. Jake, well, Jake's curious.
Where did they go, Mr. Ray and David's mother?
No talking now, Jake, please.
Well, David doesn't understand, no.
He's struggling.
Pourquoi parlez-vous de David?
Manger, David. Manger.
What did the child say?
He wanted to know why I mentioned his name.
See that?
No conversations now, Jake, please.
I can ask better then.
Why, Jake, please.
You can answer me. Did I go to the village or did I go
to a village?
Oriane has some shopping to do.
Pourquoi parlez-vous d'Oriane? Où t'es allée, maman?
Je sais pas où la maman. Je sais de quoi tu veux dire. Je sais de quoi tu veux dire. C'est un manger, là.
Maman vient de Santa Claus. Maman vient de Santa Claus. How do you say Santa Claus in French?
Maman est allée voir le Père Noël.
Yeah, le Père Noël.
Le Père, c'est maman vient de village, walking the village to see, what?
Ten Noel to buy Christmas presents, boxes, and candy, and ice cream, and Noel. You see, darling.
Give me another sliver of cake.
Cut Papa.
All right. Here, Pa.
Not so big.
Cut Papa in half. Here, let me.
Did they at least give you the wedding date?
Oh, you can't wait a moment to convince Jake. You can't.
I can't, no. I have things to do. My life does not revolve about non-consequential romances. No, I can't wait.
Oh, here, David, just a napkin. Mr. Goldberg is making jokes.
Merci, madame.
What did I do, mama? Come on, let's go.
What did the child say?
Where did he never go?
Yeah. When is she coming back?
Say that. Very soon. Mama, then, soon. See, down to the village to see Kris Kringle.
Some more milk, darling?
Can we, David?
No, merci.
No, merci. Don't want milk.
No,
merci. Then go play, darling. See? Go play, darling. You don't have to sit on the table, darling. Go place for Peg the child.
Well, I have to do my homework, Ma.
What about the dishes?
Well, what about them?
You'll help Mama with them. That's what about them.
David, Rosalie said not.
She didn't say yes.
Sammy, please. Come, David. Someday, Sammy.
Yes?
Nothing. I want silence. Come, David. I'll give you a crayon and paper and...
Well, what crayon and paper, Rosalie?
To draw.
Don't waste paper, Rosalie, you hear? Don't waste paper. Nothing must be wasted now. Just scribble and then throw away the paper. You hear me?
I know, Mom.
Please.
Yeah, David. Yeah.
And tell him he shouldn't worry about Mama. You hear? She'll be the answer.
Now can I talk, Molly?
Now you can talk. Now you can talk. Take another piece of cake, Sam, if you want.
Am I going to hear a word or am I not?
I'll get my coat, Pa.
Where are you going?
To the mill.
So let me hear, Molly.
Mr. Ray and all the yans entered the village to shop?
That's all.
That's all.
Did you speak to her?
There's nothing to speak. If she's going to marry Mr. Ray, and accept it.
If she is satisfied, what are you worried?
I'm waiting now to speak to Dr. Cader.
He's coming over?
I expect him. I told him exactly what transpired here yesterday with the parole officer. How he came and how he asked audience questions, because that is the rule. I'm sorry I didn't call Dr. Cader yesterday, then my inclination was to do so. To call him over, and maybe he would converse with the parole officer. Maybe he would have the courage to tell exactly what's going on. That she's marrying a man that she doesn't love, and here is this man standing back to Katie that she does love. All right. I didn't was able to do it because you wouldn't let me do it. Very well. And now the situation is up to this moment very nonsense. Yes.
Here's your coat.
Thank you, Sammy.
Ma, does Mrs. Way know what's going on?
I said I'm waiting for Dr. Cader, please. He's very well posted.
Posted,
please. Leave me alone. Please, I'm not grammatical at the moment, please. And then when Dr. Cade will come, then I'll know, I'll know everything. Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
How to proceed, Jake.
What procedure is there, Molly?
That's what I have to discuss with Dr. Cade.
Why?
Because I have...
Because you what?
Because, Jake. Because I have my plan. Because I have my plan, and I had my plan, and I want my plan. I want all the people that lost their money in Mr. Ray's investment to get their money back. And I want Orient...
You want?
I want it. Yes, I want...
Ma, please. Orient never would have gone as far as she has if she didn't like Mr. Ray.
Exactly. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
A pity could make her think of marrying Mr. Ray, but only affection could make her actually do it.
Exactly.
All right, Jack. All right. Do you mind if I just speak to Dr. Cader?
I mind very much.
Then I'll just say...
You'll not be just.
Why?
Because I said it.
Is that a reason?
That's my reason.
Hard.
Don't promise. I mean,
you said you wanted to get to the mill early.
I'm not going. Take my coat.
Now, part.
No, I'm not going. If there'll be any talking around here, I'll be the one to do it.
Part.
You heard me, Sammy?
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Button your neck.
There's my paper.
Your newspaper. I'll get it. Here.
Yeah.
I'll help you, Ma. Oh, thanks, Sammy.
She went to the mill.
Aren't you going, Pa?
No.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. Here. Take this in careful.
I will.
Would it be so terrible if all the people who lost their money, if Mr. Ray would get their money back?
It would be wonderful.
So?
It would be wonderful if you didn't have to die to go to paradise.
Can I do the pot trick?
Anything. Mrs. Ray would do anything rather than see Mr. Ray marry Orianne. I know it. Jake?
I heard you.
If she thinks marrying Orianne will give him any pleasure at all, she would give up her last penny to stop it. Jake?
I heard you.
Dr. Cade explained to me her mental psychology. But the minute Mrs. Ray realized when she was yet a bride that Mr. Ray was a poor boy working for her father
that married her for her money. Something psychological happened and she hated him only like a person who loves can hate.
That's very clear.
Why isn't it clear?
Is this the only
watch I got more in the drawer.
Where?
Look.
What makes you so sure?
Of what?
That Mr. Ray will accept Mrs. Ray's generous offer to pay back?
Do you want me to do the glasses first?
Anything. Anything. What did you say, darling?
I said, how sure are you that Mr. Ray will give up Orion?
Nothing sure, darling. I just want to try to see if I just...
Let me try, Mama, darling. Oh, let Mama try. If love is the most important thing in the world that a person can possess, and love is the most important thing in the world a person can give. I mean between two people as well as between millions of people. And when you have a chance to make people straight in their private lives, well, then you can make them straight in everything they do. Mama's right, Pa. If she helps Dorian now, and Dr. Cater and Mrs. Way, if they can do what's right among themselves, then they'll be better off for it in everything.
And the dishes are still standing?
Do the dishes. Say, darling, come over to Dr. Cater's with me, dear. Yes, darling. Yes, dear, please. Say, darling, if I didn't love you so much, then I wouldn't know what love can mean, what life can be with it, and what life can be without it. Say, Jake.
Don't kiss me. I didn't shave today.
But facing Molly's hopes are the bitter, selfish hopes of Mrs. Way, the stubborn past of Mr. Way, and Orianne and Dr. Cater. You know, if you ladies wrote letters to Santa Claus, maybe you'd write something like this. Dear Santa, can't you do something about dishwashing? I'm tired of using old-fashioned soaps that only go halfway on speed or that are just halfway gentle on my hands. Well, you don't have to wait till Christmas to get rid of those halfway soaps. Just change to New Dove, that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Dove has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed and extra safety to your hands. And just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after you start using Dove for dishes. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet no soap can beat Dove for speedy dishwashing. Why, those wonder suds cut even tough grease without any hard scarring. So forget halfway soap and try it. And try new Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove. The new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.